ask so much.
So to yesterday we discussed the Maharal about that the night is a night of Hoda'ah. That's what we had described in Gvurat Hashem, Perek Aleph, that how can we have the ability to give Shevach to Hashem, Mi Malel Gvurat Hashem, Yashmiah Kol Tilato, he said both in Kamut and in Ichut, how could that possibly be? And he answered, and I said that this is how I start my Seder, to understand that it's a night of Hodah, that if to give thanks to someone who does something for you, even if you don't know all of the Chesed that was done to us, that someone did for you, you don't have to know every single detail that he did for you. It's only if you're trying to give Shevach, then that's the Mashal the Gemara gave in Megillah and in Brachos about both the quality and quantity of the Zav and Kesef and the amount. Just for one other piece within that, Rav Soloveitchik in Harari Kedem, Siman Pei Gimel. I heard this from my brother-in-law probably around 6 years ago. It's another one of my favorite ideas as a continuation. Rav Soloveitchik even asked on the actual existence of the whole holiday itself, of Pesach. It seems to be superfluous, which means that we know that it's going to come to the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer in the Sefer HaChinuch, mitzvah Shinvach, that we're going to say, Mishorshei HaMitzvah, Al-Derech HaPshat is the Fisha Kol Ikaran Shel Yisrael Inan Ala Torah. And therefore, Mimnei HaTorah Nivru Shemayim Baretz V'Yisrael, Kamo Shekatuv Im Lo Brit Yomam V'Laila, etc. And this is the main reason why we were redeemed from Egypt. Kedei Sheikablu HaTorah Misinai V'Yikaimua, Kamo Sheamar Hashem L'Moshe, and Shemot Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudbet, V'Zelecha Ot, Ki Anochi Shelachticha, Bo'Tziacha Ta'ami Mitzrayim. What was the whole purpose of Yitziat Mitzrayim? Was Tavduna Ta'alukim Al HaRazeh. Meaning the Pshat and the Pasuk and Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yudbet and Shemot is Chutzi Ocha Otam Mitzrayim. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim. Yelcha Ot for what? Shetavdun et Elokim al Arazet, i.e. that we should be mekabel the Torah, which is the reason, the whole purpose of the Tova that Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim is going from Avdut to the Chirut of Torah. So if that's true, Master of Soloveitchik, I don't understand. Why do we even have the holiday then of Pesach? Right? If the whole Ikar is what? Shavuos. It's just a Hechetimtza. Right? It's a Hechsher. Right? We should only have Kol Mata Torah Yidei Moshe Mekabel Torah. Right, the whole concept he says over here, that's actually his language. Vinimsa, Shakol Shlichuto Shemoshe Bitziyam Mitzrayim, He Hachana VeHechshel Matat Torah, UKemoshe Kol Yitziyam Mitzrayim, He Hechshel Kabbalat Torah. So Rav Soloveitchik gave the same answer, which we said, which is Vihine Afal Pishi Yitziyam Mitzrayim is only secondary to Matat Torah. Mikol Makom Anu Osim Et Chaga Pesach, Rak Al Anis Yitziyam Mitzrayim, UModim Al Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Even if the main shleimut is b'mata Torah, because even a miksas tova is a tova shleiman, you have to give a hoda'ah. Which means, as we saw from the Maharal, there's this concept that the leil haseder is very much a laila of a chiyuv of hoda'ah l'Hashem. And Rav Soloveitchik later on, we'll get to it, explains, we'll repeat this when we get to it, about the dayenus, how every step of the way, right? It seems to be a ridiculous song each step of the way, but the point is that each part you're able to say thanks. I just wanted to finish that up from yesterday.
Yeah. So has that answered the question of whether it's just a Hechsher for Matan Torah?
So the answer is, in principle, it is Hechsher, but
it's different.
But the point is, we give thanks even for the small things, even for the Hechsher. Right, because as the Maharal said, that the night and why we're having this is not just a din in Shevach, it's a din in Hodah. Good? We finished with Urchatz yesterday. Now we start Karpas. Karpas, what I'd like to do today is Karpas Yachatz and start getting into Magid a little bit Halachmanya. It's going to take us a long time. There's a lot of goodies. But first, within Karpas, I want to talk about both the Halachic Machlokas and even driving here. One of my very, very close friends, Rav Benzion Goldfisher, told me a beautiful mahalach on Karpas, even in the name. Before we get into the halachic machlokas, just even the name. People don't even know what does Karpas mean, right? So I brought down for you at the end, really on page really at the end, because I was going to get to it. And on page 3, the Beit Yosef brings down the concept that Karpat is the otiyot of Samach Perach, right? That Am Yisrael had 600,000 people, Mishuabad. That's usually what people think Karpas means, right? However, Shlomo Kluger says that a beautiful, beautiful idea. What does Karpas mean? Where does it come from? We just finished reading it in the Megillah. Chor Karpas Utchelet. What's that? So what's a Karpas there? Right? Some sort of tapestry, right? Some sort of beautiful, right? Beautiful clothes. And explain of Shlomo Kluger, we actually see it not only in the Megillah, we actually see it in by Yosef in Rishon. What does the pasuk say in Rishon when it talks about Yosef and it talks about the hatred between the brothers? It calls it a ktonet pasim, right? V'Yisrael ahavet Yosef mikol b'nav kivens kunim hulo fa'as alo ktonet pasim, says Rashi there, right? Pasim is not it's not stripes like we always think. It's not the Technicolor dream code for all of us who like Broadway, right? But rather, what says Rashi? This pas is what? Karpas. Right? It's the same thing as Karpas. Explain to Shlomo Kluger the reason why we have Karpas before we even start Magid is to tell me what? And now you know what it means, Karpas. We have to remember why we got into this mess. As the Gemara in Shabbos says, the reason why we got into Bir Yori Mitzrayim is because of the Sinah between of the brothers. So the idea is we need to be able, before we're going to tell over the Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, we have to understand what? We have to understand the shoresh of it, of the Sinah between Achim. That was what Rav Shlomo Kluger said, a really beautiful idea. I think he heard it himself more here in Frisch from Rav Johnny Krug. So you want to bring, we just finished Purim, where the halacha says, we learned from Purim about bringing B'Shem Omro, Mevigu La Olam, makes a lot of sense to try to do that all year round, but even more so when we're between Purim and Pesach. Now the halachic machlokas, yeah.
What does that have to do with Esther?
Does that do anything with this? And just want to know what the name is, Karpas. Now, again, if somebody wants to go a step further and try to figure out why then is it celery or potato or whatever you might eat, that might be a different mahal. Yeah.
I'm not one, actually, by the way. That being the first different I'm going to say is later. Sorry. There are two differences being this one and the maror. And it's something linked to just as quick, because a different to bring us in and a different to bring us out.
Very nice.
The different to bring us in was the blood, the blood, and the different to bring us out was the club and the blood for the door posts.
Very nice, very nice. We'll definitely talk about it, but remind me about it. Very, very nice. So the halacha says, as I quickly referenced yesterday, is that we take the karpas. The question comes back to, we'll see that there's a double machlokas. The double machlokas, not la halacha, meaning there's a double machlokas, both within the limud and even within halacha, there's at least one machlokas, which is the Shulchan Aruch brings down in Siman Tafai and Gimel in the first source in front of you. Then after the Orchatz, Yikach me'ar karpas, pachot mikazayit. You have to take less than a kazayit. Umat bilo b'chometz, and what do you have to dip it in? Salt water, and you're mevarich bore pri adama v'ochel ve'eno mevarich acharav. So here we have a couple of very important things here. Number one is you're taking pachat mikzayit. Number two is you're dipping it in chometz. Number three, you're making a bore pri adama, and number four, you're not making a bracha achrona afterwards. Okay, the famous halacha, which we're going to get to in a second, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, is when you make the bracha in Borei Pri Adama, what do you have to have in mind? For the maror. Later on, that you don't make a Borei Pri Adama later. Okay, so first, before we get into that, each one of those details is both on a halachic issue of machlokes, and also we'll see even hashkafically also, how to understand everything. So first of all, pachos mikazayis. I mentioned to you that it's a machloket. What's the machloket? Whether you're supposed to have pachot mikazayit or less than kazayit? We're going to see in a second. The Rambam says you're supposed to have a kazayit. Okay? So the Mishnah Berurah already says here in second source, lefisha bekazayit yesh safek bebracha achrona imi varech ota'olo. This is what is usually explained. What's usually explained is that by kazayit, there's a safek. If I eat a kazayit, you're entering yourself into a safek whether you have to make the bracha achrona. Therefore, it's better to eat less than a kazayit and don't go into that chiyuv whether you have to make a borei nefashos or not. The truth is, as we'll see in a second, that's what the Taz and the Bach do say. However, we're going to see in the Shulchan Aruch Harav that it's not as simple. But before we see the Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Taz and the Bach in Sima Taf Ayin Gimel say that it's a machlokes rishonim, this idea that says as follows. It's the Taz in Sif Vav, again in Ot Chet, in the fourth source on the first page. He says, the fi shim yocha kezayit yitchayev levarich bori nefashot. Therefore, as we just said, it's better not to get into the machlokas. What's the machlokas? It's the machlokas between the Rashbam and the Ri. That says what? The question is the Haggadah and the Hallel between Karpas to what? To Maror, is that considered a hefsek or not? Okay, the Ri Sphirle, the Haggadah v'Hallel, have a hefsek, bein atibul the suda, just as we say by Netilat Yadayim, and that's why, even though we had a Netilat Yadayim by Orchatz, what do we have to do? We do another Netilat Yadayim by the suda. Okay, so too over here, just like that's a hefsek, so too the Haggadah and the Hallel is also a hefsek, l'inyan bracha achrona, al atibul, and the Birkat Hamazon of the suda will not poter you from the bracha achrona. That's the sheet of the Ri, and therefore, again, he says that since it's a hefsek, you would have to make a bracha just like the Netilat Yadayim is. There's a hefsek also. The Rashbam says no. The Rashbam holds like the Rush that only by Netilat Yadayim the Haggadah and the Hallel is considered a hefsek. Why? The Dilma Naga b'makom. I'm going to tune up in time because maybe you weren't paying attention and you touched a dirty place. Avlenin bracha achrona lo kmo. He says why? Just like you don't have to make another Borei Pri Adam on the Maror. Why? Because we just said, as the Mishnah Berurah explained, because you have in mind from the bracha that you did by Karpas, so too by the bracha achrona, it's no problem. And your pater there also, that it's shaykh, you're shaykh to the suda, and the Birkas HaMazon will take care of that also. Uki ilu achlu b'tocha suda. That's the sheet machlokas between the Ri and the Rashbam. And the Ri goes once, the Ri argues, the Ri Sfirle, the La Mishum Tamzeh. Again, so it seems, this is not the reason, let me just finish what he says. Not for that reason are you potter min pori pri adama, umi bracha achrona b'mamor. The Rashbam understood, what's the reason I don't have to make a pori pri adama, as what's normally said over at Seder's, at Starim, depends if you're in America or not, or in England or not, right? The reason is because you had in mind already, by the Karpas. That's how the Rashbam said. And therefore the Hefsek, it's not really a Hefsek. The only Hefsek is Limim Tiyas Yadayim. That's what we do in the Tiyas Yadayim. Therefore, the Rashbam had said what? Only Netilah is considered Hefsek. But Baruch HaChrono, it's not. Therefore, you don't have to worry about having what? A Kezayis. It's not a problem. The Ri says, no, that's not the reason that you're putter from the Borei Pri Adama and the Baruch HaChrono B'mor. But the reason is because there's a different halacha of Hilchos Brachos that says what? That Maror is coming within the Suda. And therefore, it's putter via the what? By the Birchas HaMotzi and the Birchas HaMazor. But, okay. What? No, meaning it's a machloket. No, it's a machloket. According to the Ri, it would be fine to even. Right, meaning.
The Ri say you make hamotzi before
the no, no. There's a machloket whether you would have to make a bracha or not if you would need a kazayis. Because of that, we're saying stay away from that machloket. Good? Okay, so meaning according to the Ri, again, the Ri had said that Haggadah and Hallel is considered a hefsek, and therefore, just like by Netilat Yadayim, so too the Bracha Achrona. Okay, but the Rashbam said no, it's only by Netilah, but the Bracha Achrona, that's not that way. That's one way to explain this machlok. Who?
The Rambam won't hold to
We're getting to the Rambam in a second. We get to the Rambam yet. Okay? That in itself is a machlok. It's reading the Rashbam, whether it would be a problem to have a kazayis. Not because if I eat a kazayis, right? According to who? According to the... right? According to the Rashbam, you would not have to make a bracha achrona. But according to the Ri, you would have to make a bracha achrona. Okay? Now, the Vilna Gaon, when the Bir Halacha quotes the Vilna Gaon, it basically says, now again, how did the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Shulchan Aruch paskin that you should have less than a kazayas. Okay? Now what the Vilna Gaon says is not like we had, not just because of entering into a suffix or not, like we just explained from the Taz and the Bach, but the Vilna Gaon says, no, this is the Mechaber and the Ramal Shittaso. That why do you have less than a kazayas? Says the Vilna Gaon, it's quoted, I brought you both the Bir Halacha and the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon is going to talk about whether if I did eat a kazayas, do I have to make a bracha achron or not? Okay, before we get to that, I want to just give another approach. The other approach is the Lubavitcher Rebbe. The Lubavitcher Rebbe says, look at the Gemara. The Gemara says that the whole reason I'm eating karpas is just to make the kids ask the question. Therefore, for sure I don't need a kazayas. Meaning the reason I'm not eating kazayas is not because of a suffix or not. If you look at Dina de Gemara is what? That it's only lo rare the tinokot to ask questions. Therefore, he says in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in Sif Tedvav, ain tzarech kazayas like other achilot b'torah. Okay, that it's not considered an achilah pachas mekazayas. Even by a mashu would be fine. The problem is the Rambam. Because the Rambam, in the second page, says, Matchil umivarech in Perek Chet, Halacha Bet, we're going to go back to, if I do eat a kazayas. We'll get back to that in a second. Okay, so far what we've done is we've said that the Shulchan Aruch says you eat less than a kazayas. We explained, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that it's because of Machlokas Rishonim, if I do eat a kazayas, do I need to make a bracha or not? Therefore, we say, stay away from it. The Ri and the Rashbam, we said, try to avoid it. We saw the Shulchan Aruch Harav that says, eat less because the whole reason of the eating is lo rare, the tinokot. Therefore, all you need is a mashu. But the Rambam says in Parakhet Alachabet, Matchil Mevarech Bore Priadama, Velokeach Yerek, Umetabel Oto Becharoset. Here's another difference. We saw in the Shulchan Aruch that says, you're Metabel Bechometz, which is what everybody here does. Says the Shitas HaRambam, what do you do with the Karpas? You dip it in the Charoset, Ve'ochel Kezayis. The Rambam says, you eat a Kezayis. As the Agos HaMomini. Not only that, let me go a step further. The Rambam says, V'chol ha-mesuvin imo, kol echad ve'echad ino chapacha mekazayas. He says, everybody has to what? Eat a kazayas. As opposed to, look at the next thing, V'achar kach okrin ha-shulchan milfnei kori agad alavadav. They used to what? Okay, the shulchan, they would take the shulchan away. Another way to ask questions, the Gemara says. But there, you only are what? Okay, that from the person who's running the Seder. So ask Hagos Maimini and ask Rav Salovich. Hagos Maimini says, I don't understand what's going on with the Rambam. What are you talking about Kezayis? Hagos Maimini in Od Dalet says, Kezayis ze ini odea mativo. What are you talking about Kezayis? I understand by Maror, because the Pasuk says, it says, Achila am matzos morin yochelu. Ve'in achila pachas mekezayis. But this first dipping is only latmiya tatinokot, shiyishalu, as we saw in the Gemara in Harvei Pesach, and a koldu usagi. Okay? To the point that the Hagos Maimini wants to say, it must be a toh sofer. He says, I don't understand what the Rambam's talking about. V'savruni shetot sofer shekosfu bakan. Right? It can't be, he says. But Rav Soloveitchik in the Haggadah of that Rav Lichtenstein brought out, the son, not Rav Aaron, but Rav Yitzchak Lichtenstein, the blue one, it's one of my favorite ones, called Haggadah Shopeach Siach Hagrid. He explains, Chazin Mized, not like that in the Shitas HaRambam. Shitas HaRambam, a beautiful, beautiful pshat. Chazin Mized, the Sover HaRambam, the karpas, I turn the page. The karpas mitzvaso hi be'achilo. Right? That the Rambam says that's a mitzvah nachila, even though the Gemara says that the original institution of karpas was only to ask, for the kids to ask questions. Rambam holds, now that there's this takana Once the takana happened, you so dinohu. Therefore, what happens? The din is now you have a mitzvah to eat, and the shira achila is kazayim. We see this paradigm in halacha. The paradigm in halacha is that you have a takana for a reason X, but now that the takana happens and we have this halacha, all of a sudden what happens? It takes on a different form. Right? Now, in this case, because even though originally the takana was only to be l'orer she'elot, but now what? But now the takana is now to actually what? Eat. Right? The idea, one example Rav Moshe Feinstein says, for example, of that paradigm is the concept of saying Kaddish for Yud Ben Chodesh. Right? So originally the takana was for just avelos, but once you're actually saying it, it's a didn't keep it avel. Okay, so it takes on a different format. Explains Rav Soloveitchik, v'inei nechaku arishonim, as we just saw. What am I dipping the karpas in? All of us have never heard, unless you've seen this Rambam inside before. Most people have never seen anybody dip their karpas in charoset, right? But it's a machlokes rishonim. Tosfos in Pesachim Kuf Yudalet says you're matbil the karpas bechometz. But as we just saw, the shitas haRambam is your matbil becharoset. Says the Rambam l'shitaso Rav Soloveitchik, because the Rambam shita is that what all mitzvos of the night that you have to eat need to be dipped in charoset, because the Rambam himself says that matzah, you have to dip in charoset. What does charoset have to do with matzah? Not korech. For the achilas matzah. For achilas matzah, the Rambam shita is, the Rambam says you have to dip the matzah in the charoset. What's pshat? Says Rav Soloveitchik, biur shita sarambam hu, de'in tivol zed din b'matzah. It's not a din in matzah, but it's a din in the charoset. Sarich lahatbil et mitzvot halayl. All the mitzvot of the nighttime, you have to dip in the charoset. Zecher latit. Umatzah is one of the mitzvahs of the nighttime, and therefore you dip the matzah in the charoset, not just the maror. And therefore, according to the Rambam, then now karpas is also a mitzvah achila on Leil HaSeder. Therefore, you understand what the Rambam says: you have to be latbil b'charoset. And this is the distinction. Then, the other way, which we said, which is why by karpas, everybody, the Rambam emphasizes that you have to what? And it's such a beautiful interpretation, right? That everybody has to eat a kazayis worth of karpas. But Akiras HaShulchan, the Rambam said in Perak Chet Alach Chet, that what? Only what? You have to be Oker the Shulchan only for the Baal Bayis. Why? Because the whole reason they were Oker the Shulchan, even though nowadays most people don't do it, right, is why? Again, to ask questions. So that's true. All you need is to do it for one person, and then the kids are already asking questions. As opposed to what? As opposed to if it's a mitzvah achila, then everybody has to eat it. As opposed to Agos Maimini, obviously, understood that karpas is only to ask questions. And if that's true, it's like Akiras HaShulchan. Okay, and therefore it should only, therefore the only person in the Haggadah should be doing it, but our minhag's not to do that. One other piece which I wanted just to finish, which is if you do have the minhag to eat a kazayis, because as I said, the Vilna Gaon disagreed within the Shulchan Aruch, because the Shulchan Aruch again had said, you eat less than a kazayis, you make a bar prayer dama, you eat ve'eno mevarech acharav. What do you mean ve'eno mevarech acharav? So Vilna Gaon had said, okay, if you look at the Bir Halachah or the Vilna Gaon inside, somebody the Brocha Achron, the Vilna Gaon had said that the sheet of the Mechaber is going the Shitoso in Siman Tov Ayin Dalet, that you don't make a bracha like Ashkenazim do. You might not know this. Okay, if you grew up only in Ashkenazi Canada or Ashkenazi England, right? There's a machlokes, do you make a bracha on every single kos or not? Svardim, no? What do? You don't make a bracha on every kos. Good? Okay. So the siman on dialect, the mevarich rak bracha achas al bet kosot rishonim. Why? Mishum de halayla, sorry, because halan agad is not a hefsek. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you don't make a bracha achrona by what? Birchas Karpas, because you eat the mor without the bracha. And there's no problem of hefsek. That is why Inu Mevarich Acharav says the Vilna Gaon, because there's no hefsek. Because you're so mech on from the mor of the Karpas. But according to the Ramah, an Arminan of the Ashkenazim that says that you make a bracha on every single kos, the Eif Shmar Eif smoke a birchas kos harishon because of a hefsek of halal and hagadah. King Eif Shalomar the sumchen anu beachilat maror a birchas karpas. You can't say that again a bori priadama. Why don't we make a bori priadama by maror? It's because of birchas karpas, because of the hefsek. There's a hefsek of hagadah and halal. And the only reason why we don't make a bori priadama by maror is because, again, it's a dvarim habayim betocha suuda, the niftar bebircha tamotzi, it gets exempt by motzi. V'im kein, says the gra, hari chayov levarich bracha achrona achar achilas karpas, because it's not shaykh to the suuda that's coming afterwards. And therefore, the Ramon, when he, the mechaber, when he said that that's only going according to the shita of the mechaber, the shita also, that it's not considered a hefsek. But according to the Ramah and the Ashkenazim, it would be considered a hefsek. You make a bracha each, every single bracha. And therefore, you would, if you eat a kazayas, like my wife, she gets very hungry, she eats the kazayas. I personally don't. Okay? So according to, if you just see this gra, so then you should make a what? You should make a bari nefashos. However, the Bir Halacha says that the Magen Avraham is doche the gra, and then we're going to move on from the halachic piece today. The Magen Avraham says in Sima Taf Ayin Dalet that no, the reason why you make a bracha on every single kos is not because, like the gra explained, is because the Haggadah and the Hallel is considered a hefsek, but rather why? Because every single kos, chochad v'chad mitzvah v'nei atzma, and that's why you have to make the bracha. And therefore, according to this Magen Avraham, nidchu divrei hagra. Okay, but lemaisa, I saw that Rav Shaul Yisraeli, who used to be the Rav of Eretz Hachemda, did paskin like the Vilna Gaon, that if you do eat a if you do eat a kezayis, then you should make a bracha achrona afterwards. Okay. As much as...
So do we hold by that?
Well, I personally say you probably shouldn't have a kazayas. But if you're a person who really needs to have a kazayas, it's very interesting. Rav Abadi Yosef brings down Sufik Brachas Lahakel, that you probably shouldn't do it. Should ask Rav Nemtza what he says. Very, very important, safe for the buy, Mikra'i Kodesh. Yeah?
With the rest of the Dalakosos and having their own... are we having a revis or more than that? Should we be making a Gefen after those?
We'll get to that. We'll get to that. It's brought up. Good, we'll get to that. Let's move on now. We just finished now Karpas. We're up to Yachatz. What's the story with Yachatz? So I brought here three interpretations of Yachatz, and then one small halachic piece about Yachatz. Okay. First of all, what's yachatz? Everyone knows we're going to talk about the halach in 1 second about breaking the middle matzah. We're going to talk about the halach in 1 second. The Datz Kenim Bali Atosfot says, you know what yachatz represents? In Perek Yebet Pasachet, he says ubitziata. He says we have three matzos, right? We're going to talk about why you have three matzos. Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Kol Levi Yisrael. We'll get to that, right? But then he says ubitziata. Why do we break the in Yachatz Labriyut Zecher the Kriyat Yamsuf the Yardain Shinivka Pesach? The reason why we do Yachatz is because of Kriyat Yamsuf and the Kriyat Yardain, which happened on Pesach. Really fascinating piece for us to think about why you would do that now. Okay, I was by tomorrow I have some thoughts. Of why specifically now, Kriyat Yam Suf, we're going to mention it later on in the Haggadah, but according to that, there's some sort of symbolism now of Yachatz here. The Shemi Shmuel says, Hinei Amru Chazal Lechem Oni, as we're going to say, Ma Darko Shel Ani Biprusa, just like the Derech of an Oni is what? To have only a half, a small piece. Perush she'ani hu chaser u'mitzapeh l'hashlama. Then ani is always lacking and is wanting more. V'Hashem yitbarach she'darko l'ishtamesh b'kelim shvurim hu shomei alav yonim. And Hashem, who doesn't want people that are too full of themselves, He will listen to the people that feel themselves as chaser. V'shomeru mitzapeh l'ashlimo achar klot yimei miruk. V'zeh klal bakol. This is the rule for everything. Mi she'nosei inav la'shamayim mevakesh hashlamah mi'Hashem yitbarach. Person who asking for to become mit shalem from Hashem. Kacha yisab b'mitzrayim shelo yadam shum derech la'atzala al pi derech ha'teva. They couldn't save themselves naturally, and their inim were totally b'shamayim. V'adavar zeh meramzim when we cut the matzah in half. She'anu be'atzmeinu chaserim. We're feeling lacking. V'inein etuliot rak el Hashem elokeinu ad she'yichoneinu. V'yashlim et chaserinu. That we're totally dependent on Hashem, that Hashem should be mashlim the chaser. That again, we say that we're chaser, we are anticipating for Hashem to be mashlim us. So on one level, you can very much connect to the Da'at Zkeni Ba'alei Tosfos also, which talks about Kriyat Yamsuf. And again, by Kriyat Yamsuf, as much as we had the Nachshon Ben Amida of jumping in, but the bottom line is, that whole thing was very much us emuna in Hashem. It's fascinating, and therefore, again, this could be a hakdama before the Magid to say that that's what we're trying to get here. We're trying to get this emuna experience. However, the Tchilas Mordechai has an unbelievable deep shot into what Yachatz is. He says that we know that again that the Haggadah is not just to state facts, it's not just to know things, but you have to experience it. But the question is, how do we do it? Eich lachush adavrim v'lo rak l'skor. Keitzad yicholim yehudim ha-mesubim ka'ed lefnei shulchan malek kotuv lachush be'emet chipazon v'oni. How can people, you're sitting through a beautiful table, how can you feel oni? Right? It's one of the most difficult pieces that we already described, and we'll probably say it at least 25 times before Pesach. The chi of the haros is atzma. Kiilu, right now you did it. You have to be on a real madrigo to be able to do that. How does Chazal expect us to do this? Explains the Tchilas Mordechai l'she'im kach b'hayachatz. This is what the yachatz is coming. Bein shtei prusot alechem mishnah shelefanin. Yachatz is coming in between the lechet mishnah. Mivim anu ka'aniyim ha'mifachadim litapes v'kalkulutam prusat achat shelo yichaser. What do? We take between the two things that are shalem, and what do? We break the matzah, and then what do? We hide. That I shouldn't be chaser, lishmor, to watch it. Right? Haim in a tchuna zot muker lanu kokach, tchuna lishmor. I'm going to have the savings, not because I need it, but you never know. Right? This is not against having savings accounts. Right? But the concept of always saving, explains the Tchilas Mordechai. Ach madu nifchar harayon hanifla zeh liyot mekupal, why dafka b'lechem mishnah? Lechem Mishnah, as we know, Zechel Aman. Shachlu Avotinu Bamidbar. The man, as much as on one level is so great, you know, we all have the fantasy that it was, you know, you had the man, and it was Papagayo, you know, it tasted like a Papagayo, no problem. It tasted like a burger's bar, you know, no problem. If you wanted like a mafe, you had a mafe. Whatever you wanted to taste like is great. Right? Naaman, it was great.
Very good.
Right? Very good. But we know the man is also Nisayon Kashem Od Bioter. Alav Amra Torah, the man Anotecha, Uleman Asotecha, to afflict us, to test us. What's the test of the man? Haim nitnaseinu pam b'nisayon emunah zeh. Have we ever gotten tested the emunah of to go to sleep with an empty fridge and just to believe that what tomorrow morning Bezrat Hashem everything will be okay? No, we're afraid. We're afraid, and the whole man experience is saying that we're not ruling. And it just got, what do? We just keep hide things. Right, and it got even further, right, where for Shabbat you had to, for the double. So when are we going to be able to come to this chirut, to be able to say that I'm not ruling this world, that there is a Ribono Shelo? The answer is from the Yachatz. If we're able to finish from the Magid, and we're going to be able to eat, and we'll then start revealing what we actually hid. What are we going to bring out? What's called a tzafun, which is a hid, but what's it also called? Afikoman. Right? The word that Ches Mordechai says, what are we doing? We're afiko means to take out. We're taking out the man. Basically, the whole experience of the night is hotziu kvar taman shichbat, to get away from this philosophy that I'm running everything and I gotta save everything, I gotta be afraid of everything. But rather, the whole night is to be able to understand what real chirus is. To be able to understand, okay, it's true, I'm not sure exactly know what's gonna be machar, but I believe in Hashem, and that's what's gonna be ben chorin amitim. Those are the three interpretations of yacht. The halachic part of yachatz. I hope you enjoyed that as much as I did. I love that pshat. Oh, gevalt, mamish geshmak. The Torah says, in Siman Tav Ayin Gimel, the halacha says, what we do, v'ikach matzah emtza'it, v'yivtza'en alishnayim. You take the middle matzah and break it in two. The Bach says, this is what we brask like Alcha from the Rush, from the Agos Maimini, etc. But not like the Smog and the Rokeach. They're Rishonim that say, what should you do? You should be cutting the top matzah. Why should you, right? The Smog and the Rokeach. It's brought down here in the Bach. Why do you do that? Because there's a rule. What's the rule? Ein ma'avirin ala mitzvos. How do you pass over the mitzvos? You should cut the first matzah. But explains the Bach, no, the halacha, it's not even mavir and all the mitzvahs. Why? The Adarabah, ha-mitzvah rishona shu'l varech birchat ha-motzihi ala rishona. The first bracha, the first is what? Lechem Mishnah. That goes on the top. To cut it in two, to make it in half, because of lechem oni, in bazeh mitzvah kokach. And therefore, that's the number two part. So why don't we then just cut the third one? Why don't we break the third one? That is the reason, because of Ein Mavir Nala Mitzvah. Sharei Otash Botzin, the second one, the one that we are breaking, what do we have to make a bracha on? Al Achilas Matzah. So the first one is Hamotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. The second one is Al Achilas Matzah. And then the third one, what we're doing with what's left over, we make the sandwich for the Korech. Therefore, Lefikach Matzah Rishona, you do the first Mitzvah, Birchas Hamotzi. The second one, Matzah Shniyo, Mitzvah Shniyo, excuse me, which is Al Achilas Matzah. Uvishlishit is Matzah Shlishit Hiakricha. Okay, I want to start now the Halachmanya for 4 minutes. Or 5 minutes. The Halach Manya has a lot of questions. Both in the actual what it means and what's it doing here. First of all, there's certain people have gears issues, which is the Magen Avraham brings down that some people say you don't say Halach Manya, but rather you would say Ke Halach Manya. Right, there are some people that have that like this bread, or ha kilachmanya, or this was like this bread. Okay, and the Magen Avraham says some people wanted to say that in Sima Tafai and Gimel Sifov, Sif Katan Chav Dalet. Perish the Yesh Ein Rotzim Lomar Halachmanya. Mishum, this is not the same lechem mamish that Yisrael ate. But says the Magen Avraham, no, because the pasuk says Leman Yiruat Alechem Asher Echalt Yotam. Meaning, Hare Einza Alechem She'achlu. They already ate it already. And therefore, just saying, Halachmanya, this was the bread. Okay, therefore, you don't have to what? You don't have to, even though we're baking new matzahs, you don't have to worry about saying Halachmanya. It's no problem whatsoever. The question that I want to deal with today, two parts, is why is the question of the Barbanel? It's also the question of the Rishonim, which is, I asked this to my, I've started learning with my children already, Haggadah. Okay, every single day we ask questions. Okay? What language is the Haggadah in? Hebrew. Lashon HaKodesh. What's the exception to the rule?
Halachmanya.
So this is the question of the Rishonim, and the Barbanel says it also. Everybody asks, Lama Sidru Chazal, Hamamar Zeh B'Lashon Arami, Ushar Mamari Haggadah, Kulam B'Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? So, we'll give a lot of different answers, and we see a lot of beautiful answers. Number one, in the Haggadah's Toras Chaim, for those people that stayed up Mishmar, they got the Toras Chaim Haggadah, he quotes the Perush that's Miuchas to Rashi on page Chav Gimel, and he says that the reason why We said halachmanya. In Aramaic, it's kedesh lo yikantzu shadim etzlein. Shadim. Demons. The fi she'inam akirim b'loshon ha'targum. Because they don't understand Aramaic. So the Abrabinella, the ultimate rationalist, I'm assuming you know he's not going to like that so much. Avadeh azu svek svek. He says, "Bekama madrigot, because Rishona b'metzius hashedim." And I don't have time now, but I brought you here the more nevuchim, chel gimel perik memvav, that goes to town on the concept of shedim. It says people are maybe ovid avodah zara. If you think there are shedim, even though again there are midrashim about shedim, just for your knowledge, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, zechron tzadik lebracha, felt that shedim were germs. That's what shedim are, not demons. They're germs. Okay, and he has that in an article in the Logic of the Heart and Logic of the Mind. Okay, but then Barbanel continues and says, even if you want to agree by shedim, right? We know shluchim mitzvain and nizakin. We know it's leil shimurim hu, right? Leil shimurim and amazikim. This can't be the reason why it's in Aramaic. Therefore, the second reason brought down is from Navudraham. I'm on the next page. Umashinagu laomro b'loshan aramit is the fishikulam ayu medabrim b'loshan aramit. Everyone was speaking in Aramaic at that time. Ve'in ame'aretz mivinim loshan hakodesh. That was the language of the town. But the Barbanel doesn't like that question either. Because if that is the language of the town, then what should be? The whole Haggadah should be in Aramaic. Right? Well, Lama Yam Baimar Rishonazeh. Okay, the Barbanel not only has a parish in Chumash, but there's also the Haggadah. I didn't bring it over here for you to see, but I have it there also. Okay? Ushar Mamar Haggadah B'loshan HaKodesh. Kulam Sidru Bavel. Umaymer Manishtano Yoter Kine, right? Manishtana, which is the, everybody knows Manishtana. That should have been in Lashon Arami according to this. But the Ra'avan, one of the Rishonim brought down in the, again in the Torah Shlema, says that the Halachman is not really part of the original Haggadah, but it was in Bavel they were speaking Lashon Aramit, and they said it in order that people should understand it. Meaning, according to the Ravan, to answer up the Abarbanel's question, only Halachmanya was instituted in Bavel. And therefore, there's no problem why not institute the whole Haggadah. Because the whole Haggadah wasn't instituted in Bavel. We're not finished yet, but tomorrow I'm going to print for you one of the questions that I thought about in the last couple of years is, okay, we're going to go back. I'm going to take one step back quickly tomorrow and give you the sources of who put together the Haggadah. Where does it come from? We'll see the different sources. Anche Knesset Zagdola, Mechilta, Amoraim, we'll see that. But already the Ravan is saying that what? Only the Halachmanya came from the time of Bavel. And that answers up the Abarbanel's question, because the whole Haggadah wasn't in Bavel, only the what? Only Halachmanya. The Avudram gives another answer. We're going to have two more. What do we have? Two more answers? Three more answers. Three more answers. Avudraham says, Davar Achir, Kedei Shelo Yakiru Malachi Asharet. Avudraham, one of the Rishonim, says, again, brought down in the Torah Shlema Haggadah, that the Malachi Asharet shouldn't understand what's going on. Shanuah mitbarim bekozeh, that we're being grandiose, halachmanya, right, that we're inviting people. The Katrugu Aleinu, and the Malachim will start accusing us, v'yazkir avanotenu, and I'll mention our sins, that we're not roi to have geula. And the reason, again, as we know from Tosas and Brachos, the Malachi Asharis don't understand Aramit, and therefore they won't be that accuser against us. The Abarbanel understands differently. The Abarbanel says, v'lachina yoter nir bazehu, ki b'nei achraza asher bazeh amamar. Because what we're going to say, kol dichvin yesei v'yichol, kol ditzrich yesei v'yisach. Anybody who's hungry, come and eat. Anybody who needs, come and do the Korban Pesach. Tiknu amayim rezeh b'loshen arami. Why? Ki ayu oz b'bava. They're in Bava. And when the Chag came, kevan shelo yuchogim b'Yerushalayim, l'smoch al shulchanam. They weren't celebrating in Yerushalayim. They were aniyim and evyonim in the Galut. They didn't have their own home. So sidrum shegampo b'Galut, every balabayis should be marbeder matanai, turn the page, as the pasuk says, smach them with neshem akechem atem neichem uvnetichem valevi, etc. Lachim, when you're sitting at the shulchan, you should raise your voice to aniyim at who are outside and call out b'shem Hashem. Kol dichvin yisei v'yechol, kol ditzrich yisei v'yisach, says their Barbanel. Come on my my shulchan. And since the aniyim again in Babel didn't understand Lashon HaKodesh, they instituted it in Lashon Aramaic in order for them to come. And this is the Navi screaming out about staka, about halo parus berav lachmecha v'aniyim merudim, come into your house. The major question on the Abar Benel is, so why am I sitting at the table? I should go outside. Okay. And furthermore, the Minchas Asher and Rav Nevinsal both have major, major questions, as we'll see in others. And this is my most favorite interpretation, which is in the name of the Gra. The name of the Gra says that this pshat is what? Is not what we're saying right now. Because there's another question which brings down, which he's going to say right here. I'll just quote a few over here. I'm on the last page. B'shem agra pirshu shepiskazu ha'i perush. L'masha amru avotenu be'eretz Mitzrayim. Halach ma'anya is not what we're saying now. It's a quote what they said. She'heim amru, quote, kol dechvin yisei v'echol. Ve'heim amru, and what they said at that time, kol dechvin yisei v'efsach. V'shuv, and they said, hashat, when at that time, hashat ha'acha. But now, l'shana abba b'ar d'Yisrael, hashat ha'avdei, now we're slaves, but l'shana abba b'nei chorim. And this answers the question that Pesach, we know, is only eaten for the people that are part of the Chabura. You have to have the membership card while the Pesach was still alive. How can I now come and say what? Kol dichvin yasev echol, kol ditzrich yasev yisach, the halacha says that I can't do that. Explains the Vilna Gaon, no problem. Because this is not now Baal Suda. It's a quote, it's a tzitut from our forefathers, what they said, Bishat Yitziat Mitzrayim. One other answer. I saw from the Agadas HaMikdash, very, very beautiful, beautiful Agadah, by Rav Yisrael Ariel Shlita. And on page 44, he asked the same question. And he bought based on the Tosefta. The Tosefta says, and also Rav Menachem Kasher brings it down in the Agadah Shlema, that says what? The chelek on the Korban Pesach, who were members, were aniyim. Aniyim were part of the nizonim of the Korban Pesach. As the Tosefta says, b'nei chabura, shehumna echad imahen afilu minat stak. From stak, the halacha is they get part of the Korban. Part of the skin of the Korban. The minag of Yerushalayim and Erev Pesach is the Beis Din would buy and order some of the parts of the Korban for aniyim that don't have money. Those aniyim would come to the Chabura. You know how? Kol ditzrich yesei v'yifsach. Beis Din stated from the beginning that certain parts of it, of the Chaburos that are coming to Yerushalayim, they paid for some of the kizesim of the Korban Pesach for these aniyim. And therefore what? This is part of what the Mishnah in the beginning of our Pesachim says, Impo Tchinla Ani Be'arba Koso, so too by the Korban. And this is the reason Rav Ariel says, we say what? In Lashon of Aramit. Why? Because Eretz Yisrael at the times of Bayit Sheni, what was the spoken language? Aramit. It was the Safa that the Olim came from Bavel. And therefore, it was for the Oli Aregel that came in all those chariots from Bavel to Yerushalayim to celebrate Pesach, and therefore it was instituted in Aramit. Okay? The whole question of why we specifically, we're going to continue talking about what Halach Manya is. That will start tomorrow. Just to finish off with one last point, is the Nusach of the Rambam. Please God, tomorrow we'll just go back to the who wrote the Haggadah, and then we will continue from Halach Manya. Just one last point, that the Rambam has a Nusach of Halach Manya that we start off, Bebehilu Yatsanu Mimitzrayim. That we left Bechipazon. That is the introduction. Those three words are the part, the beginning in his nusach of his agada of Halach Manya. And we're going to talk about that, why that's true, right? We're going to quote a Beis Halevi tomorrow and the Maharal tomorrow. But for today, of Salvechik, it's brought down, and again, the Seder night, the exalted evening, but in his essay, Festival of Freedom, asked the question, what's the difference whether the Jews departed from Egypt slowly or in a hurry? And it answers that the Rambam, when he says, Bebehilu Yatzanu Mitzrayim, it refers to our acquisition of time consciousness. That the Yitziat Mitzrayim can happen now, it may not happen later. And as we know, the first commandment given in Mitzrayim, marking the commencement of their liberation, was to mark time. HaChodesh Hazem Lachem Rosh Chodeshim. Therefore, we've gained the conscience of time, and hence we're free. Everyone have a good day.